one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 6, 2014. The world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. It's really time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. That's God's, the Father's time clock. Look to the one who suffered and died for you, for only that personal relationship matters. Please make this a choice in your life tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, a message, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. But in an emergency, if you don't get me on, because a lot of people call, something happens, call me on my cell phone if it's an emergency and you really need that prayer. If you don't reach me on my main number, that number is 619-4886, 316-619-4886. Folks, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address on our blog, which is prophecyhour.com. At prophecyhour.com, you'll find links to messiahsbranch.com. You'll find links to wichitahomeless.com and how to listen to radio programs. Well, I guess you know how to listen if you're listening, right? Okay. But all kinds of important information about, like, how to download your programs to iPods and all kinds of things like that. All of that, that's at the prophecyhour.com, which is basically like a hub for all our other ministries. Parts of our ministry. Anyway, now we're going to have a really good program tonight. One, I believe you need to pray about ahead of time. In light of that, we'll pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray tonight that radio goes according to your will and not mine and not necessarily our guest's will. But, Father, we ask that you open everybody's ears and hearts so they can hear the truth and understand the truth. So, please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, that is the question. Does Yahweh still speak to his people? Will he warn modern-day prophets if something is coming? In fact, a better question, are there really modern-day prophets? Tonight, my longtime friend Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Globe is going to tell us about a prophecy given to a man who says he is a modern-day prophet. If this prophecy is true that he's going to give us, then real trouble is soon to be on the way. And it's better if Stan explains it to you himself. So welcome, Stan Johnson.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, as much as I take...
Well, I'm sorry.
I'll let you take it away. I always like a little bit of back and forth first, and then I'll let you take it away.
Okay.
I was going to say, for as much as I tape on your program, it seems a little unusual. You haven't been on here in a while on my program. for you to be here. Usually, folks, he's on here about once every other month, but he's just forgot about us for a long time.
Well, it's just you're so busy and important and all. Okay, well, first of all, folks, let me give you a brief overview to grab your attention and let you know what I've got to tell you tonight is probably, I think, if it's not the most, it's got to be in the top three most important things I've told in 20 years of being on the radio. Here's the scoop. I've been interviewing... Actually, we've invited this prophet Ephraim Rodriguez from Puerto Rico to come and speak. God showed him that God is sending a large meteor No, I'm not kidding, okay? A large meteor, and when I get done, you're going to probably be biting your nails saying, oh, my goodness, this is real. A large meteor to hit near Puerto Rico, causing a tsunami at Puerto Rico about 1,000 feet tall, which will destroy most of Puerto Rico and the eastern coast of the United States, and it may also be the cause of America splitting in two from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico and much of California falling into the ocean. He says that this asteroid strike will have three elements, a shockwave, a 12-point earthquake, and by the time it hits America, a 200-foot high tsunami hitting all up and down the east and west coast and also much of the Gulf Coast area. He was not told when it will hit, but I have an idea. I've had other guests on here that were shown that it's probably going to be in retaliation for America forcing Israel to split their land and give the Palestinians a state, and Kerry is currently working on that even as we speak. As a matter of fact, this is a newspaper headline I just got an email from Messiah's Branch. Report, Netanyahu willing to concede 90% of Judea, Samaria. PM reportedly willing to turn over most of Judea, Samaria, and over to PA, expelling some 90,000 Jews from the region.
Ugh.
That's real, real serious. Now, let me give you the background, because I would prefer that God give all of the information to one person and then maybe confirm it, giving it to another, but that's not the way he does it. Isaiah 28:10 says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. In other words, he spreads his information around. So if you want the whole picture, the clear picture, you got to go to several people that you believe that God has really been speaking to. Now, first of all, let's go to the secular part before we get to the deep part of what God has been saying. Now, this is the secular part. In 1998, I received a VHS tape from a lady, and it was giving her testimony. She was talking about how she'd been abducted, which I'm not going to go into. She said she was taken into another room where she met a man 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, quote, the most beautiful man I've ever seen. He told her that he and others like him are working together with the nations of the earth to form a world government. Well, up until that point, I thought it was just another some kind of abduction thing. But all of a sudden, when she was told that, I thought, hey, that's Bible prophecy. And I bent my ears for it, and I began to listen. In the conversation, this alien talking to her went on to say that a large meteor will hit the earth near the Virgin Islands and cause great destruction. Now, I don't believe that's wormwood. I think wormwood is probably 20 years away. Now, hold your thought there. Let's move on to 1997. This is Virginia Boldea. This is the daughter of Dimitri Dudeman. Dimitri was a Romanian pastor that smuggled Bibles into Romania and Russia for some 30 years, till finally the angel came to him and sent him to America with a message of warning, which I'll get to in just a minute. She says she was laying in bed listening to a prophecy with her eyes closed. All of a sudden, this vision comes to her. And I'm going to skip part of the vision. I want to get to about the two paragraphs that are important. She says she was shown that a handful of comets would appear in the sky, appear to be peaceful, but suddenly three of them, all different sizes, begin to head toward the earth. When they hit the ground, I said, when they hit the ground, there was total devastation. As I looked up, the sky turned black, and I saw thunder. The thunder was also black. Now, I'm going to skip down a little bit more. And then the angel that was there speaking with her said in a powerful voice, remember what I've shown you. This will be the beginning of the pain that I will allow upon the earth. Let me repeat that. Listen carefully. This will be the beginning. In other words, three comets. This will be the beginning of the pain that I will allow upon the earth. He repeated the phrase again, after which he spoke and says, I'm skipping that part. You will prepare yourself and be strong and draw close to me with fasting and prayer, for I will show you more. Blah, I'm going to skip all that. All right, now, if you have looked at Comet Ison, some of the different photographs have been sent to me, it looks like three lights, not one. It doesn't look like one comet. It looks like three comets together. Okay, it says that when we see three comets, then great devastation will come upon the earth. I'm going to skip the part about Revelation 8, verses 7 through 13, and Revelation 16, 3 through 4. You can go check the verses yourself. However, Now let's jump to April 15th, 2002. And frankly, at this point, I'm sorry, some of you may not know what I'm about to say here, but I'm just going to say it, okay? My wife is a prophet. I mean, a real prophet. I mean, she's given over 5,000 prophecies, and as her husband, I do not know of one she has missed. But enough of that. She was given a dream in April 15, 2002. I call it Air Fat in the Hospital. We published it in our magazine, put it on the internet, radio, and everything, and it said that Air Fat would go and die in the hospital. Now, the interesting part of that is at the time, he wasn't even allowed outside of his compound. Yet, about 2 years later, 11-11-04, 3:30 a.m., as she was told, Air Fat died in the hospital. So that's the first part of this six-part prophecy, so we got to listen to the other parts. The second part is Israel will give the Palestinians a state. Three, but the Palestinian state will be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen their military. Four, oil will be discovered in Israel. Five, the oil will make the Jews willing to fight for the land. Six, Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. And I'll skip from there on. Now let's go on to the next. Now let's fast forward. January 22 of 06. She heard in the night the audible voice of God speak these words. Israel refuses help to America. Then she heard the following headlines in her heart. I believe these are the headlines that lead to the fall of America. This is not the order that she got them in, but I personally believe that this will be the order that they are fulfilled in. Okay, now, the first one is Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Catastrophe hits America, one of America's greatest times of need. Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. And then she heard my voice quoting Dimitri Dudeman saying the fall of America would start with an internal revolution started by the communists. Some of the people would start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America. In one day, 1 hour, America will fall. And I got those out of order because there's another one I didn't even mention. Well, I mentioned earlier, but it's Israel refuses help to America. And I'm going to put that into place here for you in just a minute. Okay. Then Leslie's also shown that there's going to be a 200-foot-high tsunami hitting one of the U.S. coasts. She says she wasn't certain which coast it was, but personally and privately she told me she thought it was probably the East Coast. But she wasn't shown which coast. Then we have had Augusto Perez speak back here a few months ago, and he said he was shown in a vision that the tsunami hit the east coast of the United States and went inland for some 20 to 25 miles. And Shane Warren spoke October a year ago. He said he heard the audible voice of God say, quote, "You split my land. Now I will split yours." And he saw that America he saw that there's going to be a great earthquake in the middle of America. And I specifically asked him, did you see that America split from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico? Because Augusto Perez saw that, and also the Lord showed Prophet Leslie that too. All right, then, February 3rd, 2006, Michael Baldea. This is the grandson and the interpreter for Dimitri Dudeman. His younger brother, Serge, and another proven prophet in Romania, all given the same dream the same night that an earthquake would hit California. The earthquake would be the largest of this generation, would cause the Golden Gate Bridge to fall. Large chunks of California would fall into the ocean. It'll affect 10 states. It'll be so big and so bad, they'll have to redraw the lines on the map. Okay, so summarize before I make the point here. So we have several people, we have two different people that have seen a tsunami, a large tsunami hit the East Coast. We have two different people that have seen that the Great Lakes are going to open up. Leslie saw down to Tupelo, Mississippi, and Augusto Perez says, no, 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 no. I said, I'd go all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, so then we've got three people saying that they saw the Golden Gate Bridge fall, large chunks of California fall into the ocean. Now, what in the world is going on? What could cause that? All right, a week ago, one of our congregation members said, I sent you a link. You got to look at it. Well, I got home, looked up the link. Now, the link goes to this prophet, Efren Rodriguez of Puerto Rico. Now, here's essentially what he is saying without getting into too much of the details yet. He says that this tsunami is, or he says this asteroid will strike down on Mona Island, which is just west of Puerto Rico, which is just west of the Virgin Islands. Remember earlier, the alien that spoke and said there's going to be a meteor hit near the Virgin Islands. Well, Virgin Islands are right next to Puerto Rico, which is right next to where they've been told. And he saw it. He said he saw the rock, where it came from, and how it hit, and all the damage. And as a matter of fact, then he contacted NASA. And they have the world's largest radio telescope on the island of Puerto Rico. So they went down there, and he pointed, and he said, I saw the rock come from that part of the sky, and it landed right there. So the NASA folks, they did all our calculations. They turned on the telescope. They looked around all up in the sky. Guess what they found? That's right. They found that there is an asteroid. Are you hearing me? There is an asteroid, a meteor, heading to Earth. Now, they won't tell anybody when it's supposed to hit, okay? They said they found it. They showed him a picture of it. And he said, that's exactly what I saw, the same shaped rock. That's what I saw in my vision. And he says that NASA has been throwing all of their time, money, and personnel in preparing for this asteroid to hit the Earth, so much so that that's the reason the United States stopped all further space exploration to concentrate on preparations in Puerto Rico for this meteor strike. Not only is the U.S. preparing, but also Puerto Rico, and I'm sure all the other islands, too. I mean, Puerto Rico's prepared mass food layups up in the mountains, body bags, I mean, all kinds of things. They're getting ready for this meteor to hit. Now, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, he spreads it around. Okay, so then one of the other congregation members sends me this link. Now, I know Indians are not thought of pretty much to be Christians. Now, I'm not talking about Native American Indians, you know, like we're in the Cowboys and Indians. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about Indians from India, okay? Send me this link. And I said, man, you got to look at this. And these guys, now I can tell you a whole lot about them. I really checked them out. They're really Christians. And they love the Lord, worship the Lord. They have prayer meetings. They prayer walk. They have large groups of meetings where they get people saved. Anyway, now let's get to the point. One of them said he was shown in a vision in which an angel showed him that the U.S. would turn against Israel. Are you listening? Turn against Israel and force Israel to split Jerusalem, giving the Palestinians a state. He saw a map of the United States. And then the angel took a long sword and stabbed the center of the map, saying, now listen to this, listen to this. You split my land, now I will split yours. That's what he saw. Here's the question. What if the meteor causes both the tsunami, the split of America, and the Golden Gate Bridge and large chunks of California to fall into the ocean? Then he was shown a second vision in which he was taken to heaven before the this is before the first Obama's election, and he was shown that Obama would win the election and that he's a traitor to America. I know that's a big surprise to all of you out there, but he's a traitor to America. He secretly plans to destroy America and Israel, and that's when the Lord showed him. Okay, he was taken to heaven. And he says, one day I was praying, my soul was taken to heaven. When I got there, I was taken to a board meeting. And I saw people sitting around a round table. I saw Abraham, I saw Moses, and they told me to be seated. They were holding papers that said the United States of America on them. And he said, Obama will win the election. I said, how? The Christians are all praying that a Christian president will get in. He says, no. He said, it won't happen. And he went on to say, when he wins and comes to power, the financial economy of the country will greatly collapse. Now, it's already gone down, but it hadn't greatly collapsed yet. But that's probably just around the corner. Many people think he's going to be able to... Now, this is what he was told in heaven, okay? This is, thus saith the Lord. Create more jobs, but those things will be toppled upside down. At that time, the people will release the leader whom they like is not true. He's not a true and honest leader. And sure enough, Obama won and the economy has fallen. And of course, I think it's going to fall more. Then about 5 years ago, a prophecy came forth in a meeting of these Indians that America will face a great downfall in the economy and the people would strive hard even for one square meal a day. People would be pushed into poverty and the financial system would be changed. The financial system would be changed. And of course, we know that they're about ready to call what they call a global currency reset. And that's a topic for maybe another day. Anyway, he says, If one wants to deceive Israel, they can help those who are against Israel, and that is what Obama is doing. So Prophet Leslie was shown that the Great Lakes will open up all the way down to Tupelo, Mississippi. A tsunami of 20 stories tall, that's 200 feet, will hit the U.S. coastline, and that it will fulfill the headlines that she was shown, Catastrophe Hits America. And it also ties to another one, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. So let's look at those again, and this is the order. This is the correct order I believe that they'll be fulfilled in. Let me summarize. First of all, during an alien, this is the not Christian part of it. During an alien abduction, a lady is shown a meteor will strike near the Virgin Islands, cause great destruction. Virginia Boldea was shown the great trouble will come upon the earth when three comets appear. Probably Comet Ison. Don't know, but probably. Prophet Leslie was shown the headlines of the fall of America would be Catastrophe, It's America, and I believe that probably will come one day after Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Now, the reason I say that is this. excuse me. In the day before 9/11, we caused many Jews to leave their land, and then we get hit. Then the day before Katrina hit, we made some more Jews leave their homes. Then the day before the Deepwater Horizon started squirting all of that oil at 20,000 PSI out into the Gulf for over 100 days, we also went against Israel. We caused more Jews to get out of the land. So every time we go against Israel, the very next day, not 2 days, not 3 days, not a week later, the very next day, God hits us. Now, Pastor Shane Warren.
That's a good place to end.
Okay.
We got to go to a break in about 30 seconds. So tell us where they can find your radio program and everything over at theprophecyclub.com. Tell them.
Yes, prophecyclub.com, but we have Efren Rodriguez speaking Saturday, February 22nd, 7 to 10 in Plano, Texas. Check it out at prophecyclub.com.
Right, and so if you go to prophecyclub.com, folks, you'll find something when you open it up that will point to this meeting, and we'll post this on our website also. But right now, we got to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click the satellite system.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And no, I'm not going to go into a normal read, the long commercial and everything, because we're really on an important subject tonight. But let me tell you this, folks. Just pray about it. The donation I want from you is the one that comes from your heart. Because that's the one that you're going to get blessed for. Because if you grudgingly give money or feel like it's an obligation and that's why you're doing it, well, you're not going to get blessed for it. I want the one that you pray about, that the Father tells you to put on, to do, and follow through on that. And so now, but really, folks, I want you to pray about what you're listening to tonight, because this is really important. So now, oh, wait a minute. You can get any information to mail a check or money order at prophecyhour.com or simply call me. Now we're back with Stan Johnson, founder of the Prophecy Club. Yes?
I am. I don't know if they want me to be here. Might not want to be hearing this, but I'm here.
You know, I'll let you go on. You know, I read this prophecy and fitting in with some of the other things, because, you know, you and I talked about the news on your program. You know, that we've watched them. We've did many articles, Stan, about them sending, wanting to send missions to asteroids and doing an Armageddon type thing. I've brought this up on your program many times, and now we can kind of see why, huh?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if it's okay, I'd like to go in a little bit more of the details now, and I'm going to put those headlines together here in just a second. Is that okay?
Go right ahead. It's your program.
All right. Okay. Efren is going to be speaking. First of all, I need to say he's going to be speaking at the Prophecy Club Saturday, February 22nd, 7 to 10 p.m. That's at the Prophecy Club on the corner of Park NK in Plano, Texas. You can find out more about it at prophecyclub.com, as he said. Efren does not speak English, only Spanish. God sent him to warn Puerto Rico that he's sending a massive meteor to strike near Puerto Rico, bringing judgment to Puerto Rico and the United States. Efren was shown a vision of a large meteor striking Mona, which is an island just west of Puerto Rico, which is just west of the Virgin Islands, causing a 1,000-foot tsunami. And it'll destroy most of Puerto Rico and the surrounding Caribbean islands and hit also South America as well as North America. This giant tsunami would hit the eastern coast of the United States. The impact point of Mona Island provides a straight line of sight to the east coast of the United States and, to a lesser degree, Gulf of Mexico coast. There's going to be three events when this thing hits, three events happening simultaneously. First of all, the shock wave. He said it's going to be like a nuclear blast. Two, an asteroid collision will cause the 12-point earthquake and a following tsunami. And it'll be a worldwide event. It'll affect everybody on the earth. The death toll will be overwhelming, especially in Puerto Rico alone, 750,000 people. The massive wave will be moving at a speed of 400 miles an hour, according to a scientist that studies these phenomena. After the impact, the wave will be taking everything in its path through the Caribbean islands. Pretty much a lot of the Caribbean islands have been all wiped out, okay? It will be entering Miami, Florida at about 5 a.m. It'll make its way up the eastern coast of the United States, also the Gulf of Mexico and South America. Experts predict that such a colossal impact would cause the Earth's rotation to stop for 3 days, meaning the Earth would not rotate, which means that part of the Earth would be in total darkness for 3 days. Try to imagine that, okay? He was given a very general time to watch for. Now, listen to this. You want to know when it's coming? Here's your thing to watch for. He says, as soon as Yayi is laid to rest, immediately I will send my judgment to the island. It's not in our it's in God's time, not ours. Yayi Avila is Puerto Rico's greatest evangelist. He's Puerto Rico's Billy Graham, okay? And he went to be with the Lord on June 28, 2013. Died June 28, 2013. Remember, it said immediately after. So God's immediately is not our immediately, as we all know. His clock moves much slower, praise God. Prophet Leslie was shown what are the headlines the fall of America would be, catastrophe hits America. What if the meteor hits the day after America forces Israel to give the Palestinians a state? Bringing on the headline, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. As I remind you, Pastor Shane Warren said he heard the audible voice of God saying, you parted my land, now I will part yours. And he was shown a great earthquake hitting the central part of America. Prophet Leslie Johnson was shown a vision of a 200-foot-high tsunami hitting the U.S. coast. Augusto Perez said he saw it hit the east coast, and it went inland for 20 to 25 miles. Michael Baldea was shown the Golden Gate Bridge and large chunks of California fall into the ocean. Prophet Moen Lazarus said he was shown that that Israel, that the U.S. would turn against Israel and force Israel to split Jerusalem, giving the Palestinians a state. And he saw a map where the angel took his long sword, stabbed the center of the map, and said, you split my land, now I'll split yours. He was shown a large split right down the middle of America. Now, what if Omer ushers in Palestinian state is a headline this year? What if the very next day's headline is catastrophe hits America? Do you realize that Senator John Kerry, as we speak, is currently twisting the arms of Israel, trying to make them to give up land to cause a Palestinian state? And they set a deadline. You want to know when this meteor's going to hit? Okay, their deadline, not mine, okay? They are saying they want a Palestinian state before April 29, 2014, as in this year. That's their words, not mine. And they say that if Israel doesn't give it to them, they're going to threaten them with intifadas. They're going to threaten them with more suicide bombings. They're going to threaten them with sanctions and lack of support from the United States. So, I mean, we are really twisting Israel's arm. Yayi Avila died June 28, 2013. So we got to ask ourselves, could it be that when America causes Israel to split God's land, possibly before April 29, 2014, the meteor hits the very next day? Could it be that the meteor hitting the next day after causes the headline, Omer ushers in Palestinian state, and it's God's judgment on America for forcing Israel to split her land? Could it be that God has given us enough of the pieces of the puzzle to see his plans at the end if we have eyes to see? So what if these headlines of the fall of America begin this year? Are some there are some that think the blood moons of 2014, 2015 spell the beginning of the end of America? Are we about to see these headlines fulfilled? Now, here are the headlines in order, as I think. This is my opinion. It's not the order that she was giving them. It's my opinion when I think they'll be fulfilled. Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Catastrophe hits America. one of America's greatest times of need. Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. Then she heard my voice quoting Dimitri Dudem, and the fall of America will start with an internal revolution. Now, let me put that together in common language here. We force Israel to give the Palestinians a state. The headline that day reads, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. The next day, the meteor hits down by Puerto Rico, and it sends a shockwave up and into inland 20 to 25 miles all up and down the eastern seaboard, splits America in half, drops large chunks of California in the ocean all the same day, and the headline reads, are you hearing me? Catastrophe hits America. Then the next headline that day, or maybe a few days, a few weeks later, says one of America's greatest times of need. Well, look, you know, you send a tsunami on our East Coast, split our nation in half, and drop off a lot of California in the ocean, and, yeah, we're going to be in great times of need. Then, of course, the Arabs see their chance. They see their opportunity, and they say, oh, America is not strong anymore. America's in chaos. Now is the time to attack Israel. So they attack Israel, and that brings the fourth headline, Israel is attacked, America sends troops. Then a lot of Americans that don't understand that Genesis says to when God spoke to Abraham, he said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. They don't understand. They think in a secular mind. Well, Israel didn't. That's another thing I hear. That's one of the headlines I forgot. Good grief. That one of the headlines is that Israel refuses help to America. I got to put that in my notes here. Israel refuses help to America. Okay, so when the catastrophe hits, one of America's greatest times of need, Israel refuses help to America. Okay, so then Israel is attacked. America sends troops, then chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. That's the internal revolution that Dimitri Dudeman was told about. And boom, all of a sudden, Russia attacks all up and down our east and west coast. Not one, not two, not three, but a lot of people have been shown that from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico will all attack. I mean, just like Henry Gruber, it was like in 1985, he was out walking and praying. He said, all of a sudden, I was lifted above the earth. I was looking down on the earth like a globe. And he said, I looked over the United States, and he said, I saw these submarines just rise up out of the waters. He said, they were so close. He said, they looked like they were sitting on our beaches. And he said, I saw missiles come out and hit all up and down the east and west coast of the United States of America. I cried out, and I said, oh, God, when will this be, and what will be the sign of its coming? He said, I heard an audible voice speak from behind me and say, when Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go, the free world will busy themselves feeding, clothing, housing, and transporting the masses. Then, that's when it will happen. All right, then, Bree Keaton, a lady that goes into the Congo and feeds the pygmies, okay? You talk about God being with you, you know. I wouldn't want to go into the Congo and feed the pygmies. She does. This is a thin, blonde-haired, very light-skinned woman that goes down there among the pygmies that have never seen a white person. Well, anyway, she goes at the direction of God. I mean, the audible voice of God tells her to go to the southwest end of the Dead Sea and to pray that oil will be released. So she goes to Sodom and Gomorrah. She goes down there. She's on her knees. Get this picture. She's on her knees. She's praying that God will send forth oil to Israel. And then all of a sudden, two angels pick her up, one at each arm, and take her above America and show her submarines coming out of the ocean. So showed her nuclear bombs landing all up and down the east and west coast of America. And she said she saw all kinds of fighting down the center part of America. See, so in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. So I would recommend if you can't get to this meeting, at least go to prophecyclub.com, get the DVD. It's called Catastrophe, Meteor, Tsunami, and Earthquake. Look, I don't want to believe, I mean, this is an upsetting thing to me. This is new to me, too. I don't want to believe this is happening this year. I don't. But, guys, we got overwhelming evidence to say that this is real, real serious. This is not just one. This is many people. that don't even know each other. I mean, if the Prophecy Club didn't exist where we had all these different kinds of speakers, I wouldn't be able to even put this together. But I hear these different speakers come in. One says, hey, I see a tsunami. Another one says, hey, I see the Great Lakes open up into the Gulf of Mexico. Another one says, I see great chunks of California fall into the ocean. Then this guy says, a meteor is going to cause all. He said that meteor hits an earthquake fault. Now, would you believe it? That runs right up the Mississippi River Valley, right up to the Great Lakes. Okay, so the meteor hits the fault, breaks it open, and breaks America in half. I don't want to believe this is coming this year. I really don't. As a matter of fact, I've told people, we just had a guy come in and speak and made a DVD, and he says he believes that the tribulation starts in 2018 and Jesus returns in 2025. And I said, that ain't going to happen. I'll tell you why it's not going to happen. I said, because you go into Daniel chapter 2, the whole point of Daniel chapter 2 in the statue is to tell you when Jesus returns, and he cannot return until there is a world government that has 10 toes. And in other words, where they formed a world government that has divided the continents into 10 global regions. Same thing, Revelation 13, 1. You can't have Jesus returning till you got the beast out of the sea. The beast that comes out of the sea, which is the sea of the people, it has a Russian feet. It has the Islamic leopard for the body. And it has the lion, the heads. Okay? So you got to have world government. Daniel chapter 7 says you got to have four beasts. The lion with eagle's wings, first beast is England with America coming out of it. The second beast is the Russian bear. The third beast is the Islamic leopard. And the fourth beast is the world government. Dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. It had great iron teeth and a stamped in residue all of the former beasts. So until you have a world government, Jesus will not return. Here's the bad news about all this. I do not think that this is the tribulation about to start. I mean, I would like to say so, because I'd like to think it's just about all over. Jesus is about to return. But the problem is, I do not think the tribulation. Matter of fact, my best guess is tribulation starting in 2040, return of Jesus 2047. I'm not setting any dates. I said that's my best guess. Okay. But I think that all of this is just leading up to the fall of America, the start of World War III, and World War III is going to be the longest, bloodiest of any of the three world wars. Then after World War III, then they get to have the world government. On the front of the book Morals and Dogma, it says Ordo Ab Chao, or order out of chaos. Order? What order? A new world order. Out of chaos, what chaos? A chaos they create. And I don't think this meteor is the chaos. I think the meteor starts the fall of America, which starts World War III. America's defeated in World War III. The chaos is World War III, where they have the nations fight until they are totally exhausted mentally, physically, financially, so that then they will say, all right, what do we have to do? We have to bring peace to the world. Okay, that's the reason you see the people on the beauty pageant step up and say, yes, I'm for world peace. Well, what is world peace? It's world peace when all the world answers to and worships the Antichrist. Okay, back to you, Pastor Dan.
Wow. Listening to all that, Stan, you know, you said the tribulation being afar off. Most people would think that that is a great tribulation, but, you know, it goes back to so many people are saying things like, well, every time you turn around and say, well, where are we at? Well, we're in the beginning of the sorrows. We're in the beginning of the sorrows. Well, to me, the beginning of the sorrows really has to be much worse than what we're seeing right now. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Well, now let me back up. I think that we are actually in the beginning of sorrows, but let me tell you about that, because on December the 26th, I believe, 2004, when the tsunami, only 6 foot tall, by the way, or 4 foot tall, 4 foot tall tsunami hit Indonesia, killed 160,000 people, okay? This one, 1,000 foot at Puerto Rico and 200 foot by the time it hits our east coast, okay? And in this, well, now I forgot my point. What was I trying to say here?
We're talking about the beginning of the sorrow.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the tsunami. I get off on the line here. The tsunami hit, and that Sunday I was speaking, bringing the regular Sunday morning message, and I could show you the very spot in the carpet where I put my right foot down, and all of a sudden, that fast, the Lord spoke to my heart, and it'll take me a couple of minutes to explain what I got in a millisecond, but he said that tsunami that hit Indonesia was the breaking of the water. You see, if you know anything about the birth of humans, the birth doesn't come during the birth pains, okay? you have a lot of birth pains, you have a lot of false birth pains, and a lot of things going on. But the one thing that says that the baby is coming is when the water breaks. And he says that's the breaking of the water. So I do believe that we're in the birth pains. I do believe we're in the beginning of sorrows. But I, you know, that's going to go on for a long time. I do not think we're close to the seven-year tribulation yet. Things will continue to get harder and closer and harder and closer, like the birth pains, until finally Jesus is birthed into the world again.
Yeah, absolutely. That is how birth pains go. You know, I know I went through four chapters and so on and so forth, but, yeah, they get harder and closer and harder and closer. But the big thing is something wonderful comes at the end.
Yes.
Amen. So, you know, we talked a lot about destruction. Well, Stan, so what is going to make people right? I mean, are they going to go out and get on a high mountain, or, you know, what are they going to do to get away from this?
He goes on and he gives the same kind of message as Dimitri Dudeman gave. And I read his entire testimony on the Prophecy Club. I also read the prophecy that he gave to Puerto Rico. And it's God. I'm telling you, there's God. And they both say the same thing. And they say this, that if you want God's protection in the last days, you have to stop sinning now. The angel that spoke to Dimitri said, tell them. If they want God's protection, they have to stop sinning now. If they wait until the day of trouble, then he will not hear their prayers. There's lots of scriptures in the Bible that says he will not hear their prayers then. Now, he will still hear the prayers for salvation, because the Bible says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call upon the name of the Lord moments before you die, and you can still get salvation. But if you haven't already cleaned your life up, already built your prayer closet, already worshiping God, already come out of the world, then don't count on his protection in the day of trouble. Do not count on it. It's not going to be there. You're going to go through all kinds of hard trouble. You got to stop sinning and repent and turn to Jesus with your whole heart so he can save you in the day of trouble.
Well, I guess that's the real message of all this, is we need to repent. Turn back to him and get that personal relationship. You know, you would be amazed, Stan, at how many people email me and say, well, I talk about, well, you know, hearing from the Father, you know, and hearing him talk to me. And you know, they go, well, how do you hear from God? They don't get it. And that really worries me. Shouldn't all believers be hearing from God, the Father?
Absolutely. But let me read this other paragraph. This is coming from part of... You there? Hello?
Go right ahead.
Now a little bit. Okay. All right. Anyway, this comes from his testimony. He said, he also told me, my servant, do you remember Cora? Of course, you got to read number 16 to read about that. Yeah. He asked me that five times. After I shook my head, he told me that this is the same thing I will do to the majority of pastors in the island, and probably America too. He says, while the earthquake is at its peak, I will open the ground up, and wherever they are standing, they will go alive down straight to hell, since they are responsible for this judgment taking place. He said their substitutes are sitting in the temples waiting for my order. In other words, he's already got replacements for these pastors. The pastors that will not listen to the end time warning, oh, they're telling their flock, oh, you don't have to worry about that because you're going to go in a pre-trib rapture. You're going to be sucked up in the sky. You're not going to see any trouble. You're telling people, all you got to do is just come to Jesus and he's going to fix everything. It's all wrong. That's not the Bible. The Bible tells me when people come to Jesus, that's when they start doing the battle. I mean, that's when a lot of things start falling apart in their life. You got to make a choice, right? Amen.
Yeah, amen, absolutely. That was one part of his prophecy I thought was really amazing, because I've always wondered that when the tribulation started and everybody didn't fly out, I didn't know that maybe some of their own people would rise up and kill him. But I always felt in my heart that something would happen to him. And I do know that scripture, because we do the Torah over and over, but about Korah, and that's pretty amazing.
Well, to me, I think all of this is all coming together. When you've got several different people that are great men and women of God, And, I mean, let me read those headlines again. It makes perfect sense. Now, again, Leslie was given these headlines in 2006, okay, a long time ago. And we've been putting them out a long time. We didn't understand all of them. But it says, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Okay, that's what they're currently working on now. Of course, if you'd asked people 2 or 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, you ever think they're going to, that Israel give the Palestinians a state? Oh, no, 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 never happened, never happened. Yeah, well, here it is, just like Leslie was told. Omer ushers in Palestinian state. We still don't know what Omer is. Now, a lot of people think that might be the counting of the Omer, which is associated with Passover. But we don't know. Then the next headline, catastrophe hits America. Okay, so I can see it. We cause Israel to give the Palestinians a state. We split Israel. Then God splits America, brings the headline, catastrophe hits America. It's one of America's greatest times of needs. And then Israel refuses help to America. But then, in Israel is attacked, America sends troops, so a lot of Americans get mad. You know, they didn't help us. Why should we help them? And that's the internal revolution. That's the last straw. When America turns their back on Israel, that's it. Stick a fork in us. We're done. It's over.
So we only got a couple minutes left, but let me say this. You know, you're talking about the stuff happening in April. You are aware, right, that in April is when they count the Omer, right?
Yes.
That's the beginning of the year, so... while we're all going to have our eyes on it. And again, tell them, Stan, about where the Prophecy Club's at, and then tell them when the meeting is.
The meeting is February the 22nd, 7 to 10 p.m. That's at the Prophecy Club on the corner of Park and K in Plano, Texas. It'll be worth the drive, believe me. Look, this guy, he's from Puerto Rico. This is your first, last, and only time to hear him and actually meet him. And he's going to tell a lot more details when he's there. As a matter of fact, he told me he's going to relate it to America. Apparently, God has shown him more for America that he hasn't even revealed in his testimony. So that's going to be Saturday, February 22nd, 7 to 10 p.m., Prophecy Club, corner of Park and K. The actual address is 2540 K Avenue in Plano, Texas, right behind the Whataburger. You can go to prophecyclub.com to find out more about it. If you can't make it, you want to order the DVD called Catastrophe, Meteor, Tsunami, and Earthquake. Catastrophe, Meteor, Tsunami, and Earthquake. Now, we've been snowed in the Kansas area, I guess. I have to tell you. And so we're a little bit behind on things at the Prophecy Club right now. So if that's not there, it's going to be there. You can still call us, 785-266-1112. That's 785-266-1112, and place your order. Brothers and sisters, it is very important that you get this information. And somehow I'm going to try to put all this together on the DVD because, I mean, it's a lot. You got to hear from a lot of different people, put all of these little line upon line, precept upon precept together to see what the real picture is. Bottom line.
All right.
Bottom line.
Give me your bottom line.
Okay, bottom line. Omer ushers in Palestinian state. In other words, we cause Israel to split their land. America is then split the very next day. Headline, catastrophe hits America. One of America's greatest times of need. Israel refuses help to America. Then Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. We turn our back on Israel, and boom, Russia hits us. Game over.
Okay, well, we got to go. Thanks for being on, Stan. In the meantime, Lord, our God, our universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father bless us and keeps you. His face shines upon you and is gracious to you and gives you peace like no one or nothing else. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.